Are you having a good swim, Robert?
Yeah, now I'm very happy to have a swim here. Thank you for coming, and we are very happy.
It's Robert and Masange's swimming lesson in the Albury pool. They're in their early 20s, and they've been in Australia for about a month, after spending 5 years in Kenya. They fled there from their home country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's a nation that was, and still is, ravaged by corruption, civil war, and ethnic violence. Robert's parents are still in Kenya, so for now, the young men are sharing a flat in Wodonga. They're not related, but they call themselves brothers.
My name is Masange Onezerwa.
My name is Robert Tagaisha.
We are in Australia because of war. There's some problem of tribalism. Some people who can come to kill you, and they're a big problem in our country.
Rhonda Janetsky is watching over Masange and Robert as part of St. Vincent de Paul's Humanitarian Settlement Service. Today, she's brought them along to their swimming lesson.
When Masange and Robert first arrived in Australia, they both thought that they could swim well enough to jump in our Murray River. And they came along to a water polo training session, jumped in the pool, and they couldn't swim. So we've got to reinforce to them not to go into the river, not to swim in the Murray River until they can swim properly.
Swimming teacher Nanette Brandt has been putting the young men through their paces.
Oh, they've been fantastic pupils. Initially, I was very concerned. I thought I may only be able to teach them just some water survival, but they've taken to Australian crawl very well, freestyle, and they're coming along quite nicely. A few little tips we've got to sort out, but so far they're doing very well. I'm very pleased with them.
Masange is also a keen runner. He tackles the hills around Wodonga at dawn every morning. But before he can realise his serious Olympic ambitions, both men are desperate to begin work and study. Rhonda Janetsky.
They're willing to learn anything and to try anything that they haven't tried before. They're happy, they've got wicked sense of humours, and very, very badly want to get jobs and to settle in and make a good life for themselves. Yeah, and I'm really proud that I'm able to help them.
The other thing I can say, I just got new friends now. Now I can say I got now good neighbors who take care for me. Now I can say they are like my mothers and my parents. They become my parents now here in Australia. So I just want to say, just continue with that heart, with that good heart, and God bless you so much.